following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7 on the FlyPod New Media Network, you're listening to Politically Correct, and I am your host, Gary Puckett. Our programs are appropriately distributed geographically throughout the country, exclusively through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. And this program is being made available throughout 100% of Dearborn County, Indiana. This initial opening of the program is being recorded in our mobile studio as we are in Lawrenceburg, Indiana today for this interview. Our interview will be taking place in the Lawrenceburg Public Library in a room which has an adjacent ventilation fan running in the ceiling nearby. I do not think the noise will be objectionable to the listeners, but I just wanted to let you know ahead of time that that is what amounts to the difference in the sound quality from our introduction here in the mobile studio and taking the interview inside. Remember, you can download a personal copy of any of our programs to your portable media device, then listen whenever the time is right for you. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts, 80 syndication partners, and 17 different media domain platforms nationwide. For our Politically Correct show episodes, we openly invite any candidate to come on our program, regardless of party affiliation or the elected office they are seeking. So if you want your candidate's message accurately heard in your community, have them contact us by email in Control Studio Number 7, shout@theflypod.com. My guest on today's show is Glenn Wright. He is running for the office of Dearborn County Commissioner for District 3 as an independent against a Republican candidate, Rick Probst. To all of our listeners, you should know it is our goal to provide you with useful information about any of our candidate guests. Well, Glenn, welcome to Politically Correct here on the FlyPod. It's a pleasure having you on the program.
It's great to be here.
You have a bit of history in Dearborn County as holding political office. I was wondering if you might be able to give our listeners a kind of a summary of your public service experience in the county.
Well, first thing, I was agriculture education instructor at East Central High School and Sunman High School for 32 years. I decided I was in the recorder's office one day, and the employees there asked me if I would run for the county recorder approximately 8 years ago. And at that time, I didn't know if I wanted to get into the political end of it or not, but I went over and talked to Phil Weaver in the clerk's office and told him I was probably interested in the position. And he said, well, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And I told Phil, I said, Phil, I've been an independent my whole life. And his next question was, have you voted in a presidential primary? And I said, yes, I did. I voted for Mike Huckabee in a presidential primary. And he said, well, then you're a Republican. So that's how I became basically labeled as a Republican. Up until that point in my life, and still today, I classify myself as being an independent. So that's how the Republican part. I served in the Dearborn County Recorder's Office for the last 8 years. I'm continuing to serve and plan on finishing my term, as I obligated myself to the citizens of Dearborn County to serve as their county recorder. So that's what I'm presently doing today.
Can you explain what motivated you to run for Dearborn County Commissioner as an independent specifically? I mean, what's the pretense or the circumstances that prompted you to get to this point where you're going to be running as an independent?
Well, basically, you know, 4,000 other citizens and myself went to the primary election poll to elect our candidates who would represent us in the fall election. We were unaware that one of the candidates had no intention to fulfill the obligation that he had signed up for and was elected to fulfill. After the primary, this candidate stepped down from this position, leaving a party caucus to determine who the new representatives of the people would be in the fall election. The caucus is made up of 45 precincts. Of this 45, 18 are elected by the people in their precinct, and the remaining 26 are appointed by the party chairman. Of this 45, they had their caucus. Only 36 showed up for the caucus, so the majority would have been 19. There were 6 very qualified candidates that came to this caucus. And they took the vote, and a vote was taken. The winner was announced, but no results of this was given to the people that were at the caucus. Our spring primary came down to the results of the votes of 36 precinct chairmen, the majority of who were appointed, not the results of my vote and the other 4,000 votes that the people cast in the spring primary. I'm a direct descendant of a patriot who fought in the Revolutionary War. And I don't believe that him or all my other ancestors that fought in the previous wars up to this time intended this to be the way for the American people. Those guys fought for an election of the people, by the people, and for the people. Okay?
So there are 45 precinct committee chair people.
Correct.
Across the county. Is this the kind of position that from time to time, periodically, various elected officials serve? Have you ever served personally as a committee chairperson?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. Well, has this kind of action ever taken place in the past where the vote essentially gets circumvented through this appointment process? Does this kind of thing happen very often?
Well, you know, we've had some situations in the courthouse where an official has left their position and they have held a caucus, and through that caucus they have, you know, appointed the person to fulfill that position. And I understand that that's the purpose of the caucus, which I totally understand. But at the same time, I don't think it's fair that the people are setting out in the community and they don't really have a say on who does what. And that's my main point. We live in a democracy. We don't live in a socialist state, and the people have a voice.
Well, let me ask you this broad question. Has politics changed in Dearborn County much, say within the last 5 to 10 years?
Gary, to be real honest, I don't really know. I haven't been a politically active person. I've been probably your common citizen in the county, out there doing my job, educating the students at East Central High School in Sunman. You know, I have the job to be the county recorder, and I do all those jobs to my ability, and I try to fulfill that obligation when I take it. As far as has politics changed, I don't know. I don't really have enough insight to reflect on that.
From the time you have been in office, though, have you seen much of a vibration, a change in the dynamics of politics since you've been in office serving?
As a taxpaying citizen, I've seen a lot of changes and a lot of shuffling of positions that I kind of question. And like I said, I'm an observer, and a lot of people say I'm a deep thinker. I think a lot when I'm in my blacksmith shop. I think a lot when I'm on my tractor mowing, whether I'm bush hogging or mowing the yard. And that gives me a lot of time to reflect on things and think about them, and that's what I do.
And that's who you are.
Yeah, that's who I am, and I usually think through things before I make a decision. And this decision was actually made, you know, for me to run independent for commissioner. I made this decision at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the night they had their caucus, I talked to a couple representatives that were at the caucus, asked them what happened. They explained what happened to me, and I couldn't sleep. I was so upset, I thought, you know, what happened to the 4,000 people that voted, 4,000 plus? What does their opinion count? You know, it doesn't count anything. We're coming down to where we've got a minority. You know, if you compare 4,000 votes to supposedly somebody told me there was 22 votes at the caucus in favor of the next candidate, you know, what happened to the other votes? Don't we matter? Doesn't it matter to anybody? To me, it matters. And I'm doing this basically to stand up and say, hey, our democracy still works. I want the people, you know, the election to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I think that is a democratic process that our ancestors fought for.
Well, surely they did. Well, at this point in time, I don't know what the deadline is for filing from the Democratic side, but at this point in time, you are running against a Republican candidate only. So what are some of the specific issues you think the county commissioners will face in the near future, and what kind of person is it going to take to solve these challenges?
Well, you know, there's a lot of challenges facing Dearborn County in the near future. You know, we've got the port coming in. We've got an infrastructure problem. Our roads and bridges in the county areas are going to pot. There's a lot of issues, you know, and as I get into the commissioner's position, which hopefully I'll be able to address these. And like I said, I'm a deep thinker. I don't make a split-second decision on anything. And I think there's a lot of issues that need to be faced, and I don't really know how to list all the ones that need to be faced. There, I know there's a multitude of them.
And they're all important.
They're all important. They're important to the people down in Caesar Creek Township. They're important to the people in Harrison Township, in Jackson Township, in Kelso Township, in Sparta Township, all across the county. There's issues that are important to those people. And I think the people need to have their voices heard. Here is our issue. We want it corrected.
Well, for the benefit of our listening audience, I was wondering if you could give me some insight as to where you stand on some of the major issues. And I realize you can't solve them alone and you can't solve them here and now. But would you say you tend to think out of the box? Are you open to new ideas? Do you tend to be conservative as opposed to taking a liberal view of the solutions? I mean, give our listeners a feel for who Glenn Wright, the candidate, is.
Okay, well, there are a lot of you that had me in school probably know who Glenn Wright, the candidate, is. And Glenn Wright's a conservative. Number one, I'm a conservative. I'm a pro-life conservative. I'm a pro-gun conservative. But I'm not a liberal. I grew up on a farm or around a farm. And on the farm, we had to make a lot of adjustments and adaptations and seek other solutions to problems that we had. It wasn't something that was, well, here it's cut and dried and we're going to do this and so on. You'd get into a situation and all of a sudden you had to make a decision. Okay, do I need this or do I need that? But I am a conservative. It kind of appalls me the amount of money that we've spent since I've been recorder, approximately $26, $28 million in the last 8 years that was supposedly boat money, is how it was classified. Before I came in, you know, I consider that $28 million to be taxpayer money. What about the people out in the county that their roads are falling apart? Can we use some of that $28 million to improve that? When the boat first came in, that's what I heard. Every road in Dearborn County is going to be blacktopped, as an example. I still live on a gravel road today.
Before the show, you had made a comment to me, which I was kind of drawn to. You had indicated that once the voters know who you are, what you stand for, and how you think and operate, that they would vote for you for this commissioner's position.
Correct.
So, you know, obviously within the county, the entire electorate of the county, there are pockets that have to be won by a candidate in order for them to prevail in an election.
Correct.
I assume that you plan to boots on the ground, get out and meet, greet, and talk to a lot of people.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
If you had a chance right now to stand before them and give them a message, what would you say to them, do you think, to sway them to considering you as their choice?
Well, I kind of wrote up a little statement. This kind of goes back to the FFA creed that most of the freshmen in my agriculture classes learned. But I believe in the future of Dearborn County. With a faith born not of words but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of Dearborn Countyans, and a promise of better ways through better ways, even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggle of former years. I believe in leadership from ourselves. That's one reason I'm stepping up. And also respect from others. As a leader, you need to have respect. I don't know anybody that could ever be a leader that didn't have respect. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly with such knowledge and skill as I can secure. I believe that Dearborn Countyans can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid in that inspiring task. I also believe that the citizens of Dearborn County deserve to have the opportunity to select their representatives through a fair and impartial election of the people, by the people, and for the people.
At this time, I wanted to give you a totally open mic for a minute.
Okay.
And feel free to tell the voters whatever you feel is valuable or important. It's all you. There you go. Open mic, it's yours.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity that Gary has extended to me to be on the podcast. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you're just a farm boy that grew up in Manchester, Morris Hill, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg. And what experience do you have? Well, to kind of give you a little rundown, I'm a distinguished graduate of Purdue University. I have a Bachelor of Science and a Master of Science in Agriculture and Education. I have 30 years of college credit past my master's degree. Again, I taught 32 years in Sunman and East Central High Schools as Agriculture Education Instructor and the FFA Advisor. I've been a real estate broker since 1977, and I sell residential, commercial, farm, and acreage properties. I've also owned and operated my own farm for 35 plus years, and I'm a member of several organizations, some of them that I'm really proud of. I'm a member of the Hopewell Lodge of the Free and Accepted Masons. I'm a life member of the National Education Association, National Association of Realtors, Indiana Association of Realtors. For years, since 1977, I was one of the first hunter safety education instructors in Dearborn County. I was past president of Loffrey Valley Fish and Game Club, where I wrote several grants to make the improvements to the property. I'm a member of the National Muzzleloading Rifle Association and National Rifle Association, and also from Governor Bannon, I received the Sagamore of the Wabash Award, which is a pretty distinguished award for citizens of the state of Indiana. So, you know, I've been around Dearborn County my whole life. I've been around southeastern Indiana my whole life, and I feel that I can make decisions, and knowing the citizens, and I know people from Bum Hollow Road down to Pinhook Road to the Ohio State line, I know the citizens, I know a lot of them. Somebody asked me the other day, it's kind of funny, they said, well, what if we took you out in Dearborn County and dropped you off? And I said, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have to go a mile before I'd know somebody. And most of you probably, a lot of you are probably familiar with me. But I'd appreciate the vote, I'd appreciate the consideration, and I'd appreciate the opportunity to serve the citizens of the county.
Well, Glenn, as I typically do with all of my guests here on Politically Correct, I extend an open invitation for you to return to the show at any time during the election cycle. So as the race progresses, keep that in mind. You're always welcome, as candidates are, on the PC show. I thank you for coming on the show, and I'm sure voters appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts as well. So good luck to you.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the time.
Well, that is my show for today, Politically Correct. Again, I've been your host, Gary Puckett, coming free and clear to your portable media device all through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. The feedback we receive from listeners is quite helpful, folks. So keep it coming, Dearborn County voters. Just email us in the control studio, shout@theflypod.com. Share the news about our shows on Politically Correct. Simply copy and paste the link for this show directly on your social media pages. Until next time, we're glad to be of service in Dearborn County, and thank you for joining us and listening in.